because they were well
they
deserved.
They were well deserved. One thing wrong with that. But what I was fixing to say, Daddy, would be they'd go out in a wagon to feed hay and take it to those that they could. And then he was so busy skinning the cattle that died just for the hide, just to get that much out of it. And we'd have hide buyers that came through in a wagon about once a week. He'd salt the hides down, or he would hang them over the fence and let them dry.
And then
I got completely away from the clothing, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, now state again what you were talking about for women particularly.
Yeah, I didn't have any particular occasion. I just thought if you remembered any things that struck you as maybe unusual or different from what is worn now that the women might have worn out on the ranch, or either in the home or when they were out working outdoors. Can you remember anything?
No, Mother wore the... Well, she didn't ride, and so naturally she wouldn't. But I did. My daddy had a cousin that rode, and she had a riding skirt, and it was a big full. Each leg was full, like culottes on a real full. And they were generally made out of a gabardine type of material.
But it was not called. They were not called culottes. She didn't.
No, it was a riding skirt.
And I had another question as well. Was there a name for the situation when someone would change a brand on a cow in order to, you know, make it his own? Was there any name for altering a brand?
I'm sure there is. It doesn't come to my mind right now, but during the time that cattle stealing was going on, they'd just either change the brand. It had to be a brand that was easily made into something else. And the only way that you could tell that it had been after it had peeled off would be if the animal was found dead or butchered, then the underside of the hide showed.
And
the alteration.
There was, I was going to ask you this the other day when we were talking about animals. There are a variety of cats, and I'm not talking about domesticated cats around here. Can you name the types of cats that you know of and indicate the
typical differences? To this area? Well, we have very few of them anymore. They've become almost extinct, but I can recall. And we still have a few, bobcat and panther. When my father was riding the bottomlands, panther were quite prevalent. And there have been times that he would come back, and he never did see the animal, but he'd know that they were close by. Perhaps up in the tree, he'd hear them growl. But the one thing that he knew was that the way they killed their prey. For instance, a panther would kill a deer, and he couldn't eat all of it, but he'd pile it high with brush on top to hide it, and he would never get very far away from it. And Daddy said he had found places where they had a deer covered up, and he could hear them growling or so forth around in the tree, and he made his exit. You know, if he didn't happen to have his gun. However, most of the time he carried a Winchester, a saddle Winchester.
What did the panther look like? Do you know? In color or size?
They are, well, in recent years, I'd say recent years, in the last 10 years, there was one that came, my sister looked out the window and saw him walking away across the hill. They stand about 2.5-3 feet tall, and they have a long tail, and they are a rust, light rust color with beige.